Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
Wow, good morning and welcome to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on this Sunday morning, July 3rd. How are we doing this morning? Happy 4th of July holiday weekend. Hope you're getting in some golf, hitting it straight, having some fun. Talking Golf with Ann Liguori is brought to you by iBeCool, a luxury athleisure apparel for men and women, featuring the exclusive IceFill cooling technology along with SPF 50+ sun protection. Visit ibkul.com to learn more. Whew, just back from spending several days in southwest Scotland, playing some of their top and most historic Lynx courses. It was a short trip, but man, did we squeeze in a lot. It was awesome. We stayed at Dundonald Lynx in their brand new cottages there. We played the Kyle Phillips design. We actually used Dundonald Resort as the base and played Dundonald, Royal Troon, Prestwick, and Western Gales. And yes, all the courses are very challenging with lots of deep bunkers, undulating greens. Let's just say you have to be on your game to avoid trouble. And then a lot of times, you know, just by the way things go or the wind, you have to navigate getting out of those deep bunkers. But it really was a lot of fun. Dundonald, it's a perfect location to take in all those courses in the southwest of Scotland in a region called Ayrshire. And the hospitality there was really second to none. General manager Ian Ferguson, marketing director Kevin Pavert really made the trip very, very special. And the clubhouse is beautiful. The cottages are nice. The cuisine at Dundonald was very good. And I have to give a plug to the chef. She's only 21 years old, Erin Rigby. Very, very talented. And the pastry chef, Mark Cryer, and Brian Morgan, the sous chef, all very, very talented. And of all the golf courses, I'm partial to Royal Troon. I loved all of them, but you know, my favorite course, I think, is Royal Troon. It was founded in 1878. It's hosted 10 Open Championships and will host the 2024 Open Championship. And it was just, you know, you're walking around, it's all history. You just feel like, you know, you're going back in time. And Henrik Stenson, I remember watching Henrik winning the Open Championship there the last time it was played at Royal Troon in 2016, beating Phil Mickelson by 3 shots. And in 2020, they hosted the Women's Open. It was actually played in 2020, and it was won by Sofia Popov of Germany. She was ranked 304 in the world at the time. Huge story. And of course, the signature holes, especially the par 3 eighth postage stamp, playing 123 yards to a very, very small green. It's the tee is elevated and the hole drops over this gully to a very kind of long and very narrow green that is set into the side of a sandhill. And then, of course, there are two bunkers protecting the left side of the green. And there's this huge crater bunker in front. So basically, if you don't hit the green, you're out of the hole. You really have to hit the green from the tee box or you're in trouble. And, you know, it's obviously very famous. All you golfers have heard of the postage stamp. And the name was coined by Will Park, who wrote in Golf Illustrated, a pitching surface skimmed down to the size of a postage stamp. So very, very special hole and very historic. And then, of course, the par 5-6, the longest par 5 in Open Championship history, playing 601 yards. Very challenging. And we actually played Royal Troon the day we arrived in Scotland. No rest for the weary, but it turned out to be a gorgeous sunny afternoon. And I don't know about you, but when I play links courses, I get so inspired and you just get energized. And Prestwick was the original site for the Open Championship, dating back to 1860 when Willie Park beat out old Tom Morris. And old Tom Morris actually moved to Prestwick from St. Andrews and laid out the first 12 holes. And Prestwick hosted 24 Open Championships, the last one being in 1925. And how much fun. This course is so much fun. It's quirky, lots of blind shots and challenging elevation. And you really need a caddy or somebody who's played the course before when you first play it. And then you just want to play it again and again and again once you know where you're going. It was really a lot of fun. And then Western Isles is near Dundonald Links and features lots of deep bunkers and undulating terrain. And we played it on one of the windiest days I've ever played golf in. It was very challenging, to say the least. And, you know, pole carts were running amok. it was like a huge workout walking and against the wind, but a lot of fun, really fun. And, you know, the sun comes out over there this time of year at around 6 a.m. and doesn't set until after 10. So you can play 36 holes and even more if you're so inclined. It's a great time of year to be over there because you have so much daylight. Dundonald Links will be hosting the Scottish Women's Open at the end of the month. And I just think the women are going to love it. The course there, the cottages, you know, the cuisine, everything is right there. So definitely we'll be following that Scottish Women's Open at Dundonald Links, July 28th through the 31st. Larry Olmsted, author of a book called Fans, How Watching Sports Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Understanding. He was one of the journalists on the trip, and we're going to connect with Larry in a few minutes to talk about the trip, golfing in Southwest Scotland. He's been all over the world writing about golf and cuisine. And we'll also talk about, based on his book, Fans, we'll get his opinion about how golf fans are taking to live golf. And as you know, the second event in the Saudi-funded Live Golf series took place in Portland at Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club. And this event had 9 additional players that weren't in the first event just a few weeks ago, including Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Reed, Matthew Wolff, Abraham Anser, Carlos Ortiz. They have all signed on and played this past weekend with Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson. Paul Casey is the latest player to go for what I call the money grab. And this is after he changed his mind. He had previously spoke out against playing for the Saudi-funded tour, and he used to be an ambassador for UNICEF. But he will make his debut at Live Golf's third event, which will be at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey, July 29th. To the 31st. And lots of news coming out of this Live Golf. 16 of the Live Golf players have written to the DP World Tour asking the tour to rescind its fines and allow them to compete in next week's Scottish Open, or they're threatening legal action. The golfers were among the European Tour members who were banned from 3 upcoming DP World Tour events, and each were fined £100,000 after playing in the first Live Golf event. the CEO of the DP World Tour, also known as the European Tour, Keith Pelley, he responded with a long statement, basically saying that the players knew what the consequences would be if they chose money over competition. Next year, they announced the series will grow from 8 events to 14. They'll have 48 contracted players on 12 teams. The tour has 8 of the top 50 players and 20 of the top 100 so far. And according to reports, the plan for next year is to open the season in March. And there will be 4-man teams, which will be set before the season. And the players will be selected and recruited by 12 captains. Pat Perez was very vocal this past week. After 20 years on the PGA Tour, earning $28 million on the PGA Tour, Pat Perez signed a 4-year deal with LIV Golf, saying it was like winning the lottery. And he said his participation would not impact Saudi Arabia's dealings with violating human rights. He also talked about the fact that PGA Tour players feel like their voices have not been heard on the PGA Tour. He was upset that the players did not have a chance to take a meeting with LIV Golf and had no say with the PGA Tour in any of it. Then he used profanity in saying that the commissioner of the PGA Tour goes everywhere in a G4 plane and said, "What do you think that effing thing's filled up with?" Pat Perez. Well, I personally agree with Freddie Couples, who told Golf.com that he's disappointed with guys who jumped ship from the PGA Tour to LIV Golf. He said he's uncomfortable with the backers of LIV Golf and that he thinks his family would disown him if he went. He said it looks like the players have been muzzled at the LIV Golf press conferences. I agree. Saying, "Have you ever seen Phil Mickelson look so stupid in his life?" This is Freddie Couples talking. Couples called Pat Perez a grain of sand in this tour, and he said he doesn't think he'll ever talk to Phil Mickelson again. Good for Freddie. It's good to hear, you know, from someone with a conscience. And I was disappointed to see Matthew Wolff bolt from the PGA Tour to LIV Golf. He has talked about mental illness in the past, how unhappy he's been in his early years on the PGA Tour, often traveling alone and dealing with the extreme ups and downs of the game. And I've gotten to know Matthew a bit. He's a super nice guy. But, you know, again, money talks. And when I was playing in the BMW Charity Pro-Am a couple weeks ago, and it's a Korn Ferry event in Greenville, South Carolina, and asked a lot of the Korn Ferry players if they were invited to play, would they, in LIV Golf? They said, absolutely. You know, it's really life-changing money for many of them. Well, on Thursday, a group of family members who lost loved ones in the 9/11 terrorist attacks, they had a press conference in Portland accusing the LIV golfers with taking blood money. And so this will be coming up, I'm sure, throughout the entire LIV Golf season. And I turned it on yesterday to watch it a bit, and they had it playing on their website, and it looked like there was a decent amount of spectators there. The announcers are good, lots of energy and expertise. They made it sound very exciting. The production looked good. Brandon Grace at 13 under beat Carlos Garcia by 2, and Grace won a cool $4 million for his efforts, a third of what he made in his entire PGA Tour career. Patrick Reed came in third, Dustin Johnson fourth. Both Reed and DJ won $1.275 million for that effort. Phil Mickelson at plus 10 finished 42nd. He earned $133,000. Now remember, they also have team titles and earnings as well. And so Patrick Reed, Taylor Gooch, and Pat Perez will each take home $750,000 from their team title, in addition to their individual earnings. And the guy who came in last place, shot a plus 21, made $120,000. So it's in extraordinary amounts of money, and obviously the PGA Tour should be very worried. Moving to the John Deere Classic, JT Poston, he shot a 467 yesterday. He takes a 3-shot lead at 19 under going to today's final round. Danny McCarthy, Scott Stallings, Emiliano Grillo are all at 16 under. Poston opened with rounds of 62 and 65. and the 29-year-old is looking for his second PGA Tour title. Tiger will join a list of stars who will play in the J.P. McManus Pro-Am at Adair Manor in Limerick, Ireland, tomorrow and Tuesday. And I adore Adair Manor. I've stayed there many, many times, and I've taped several television shows there and radio shows there when Irish-Americans Tom and Judy Kane owned it. And Tom and Judy, they lived in New Jersey and Florida, and they purchased Adair Manor, he told me, sight unseen, for £2 million back in 1987. And they transformed Adair Manor into this 62-bedroom, five-star hotel, and they commissioned the Parkland course. They hired Robert Trent Jones Sr. to design the course. And just a lovely, lovely estate. And they hosted the Irish Open back in 2007, 2008, and it will be a venue for the 2027 Ryder Cup. And in 2015, J.P. McManus bought it for $30 million. And then J.P. and his team took the resort and course to the next level. And many have coined the course the Augusta National of Ireland. It's just an extraordinary resort property. Closer to home at Liberty National in New Jersey, the inaugural Icons Series took place. It's a two-day event where top athletes competed against each other in a Ryder Cup format. It was USA versus the rest of the world. And members of Team USA included Michael Phelps, J.R. Smith, Ben Roethlisberger, Michael Strahan, Reggie Bush, Ash Barty, the tennis star from Australia, who won three major titles. You remember Ash Barty, although she retired this past March at the young age of 25. She was the only woman in the competition, played for the rest of the world team, and she won her singles match against former NFL player Andrew Whitworth. But Team USA, they went on to beat the rest of the world team by 10 points. Freddie Couples captained the U.S., and the rest of the world team was led by Ernie Els. All right, later in the show, Rob LaBritz will join us. Rob is a rookie on the Champions Tour, recently posted a tie for fourth in the U.S. Senior Open at Saucon Valley in Pennsylvania. Many of you golfers in the New York metro area know Rob, who was the director of golf at Glen Arbor in Bedford. He is now living his dream, playing golf on the Champions Tour. So we will check in with Rob at about 7:40. And coming up in a few minutes, best-selling author Larry Olmsted. But first, let me tell you that IB Cool Luxury Athleisure Wear for both men and women offers the highest performance-driven apparel to look and feel your best on and off the course. IB Cool offers multifunctional, intelligent, the exclusive moisture sensor fabric featuring the ice-fill technology that cools your body so you can stay comfortable and odor-free on hot and humid days. IB Cool apparel also features UPF 50-plus sun protection. It's colorful, stylish, ultra-soft fabric with the latest technology to protect your skin. Look and feel your best. Learn more at ibkol.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on the Fan.
Welcome back to Talkin' Golf, brought to you by Johnny O Apparel, East Coast traditional meets West Coast casual, the best of both worlds. Apparel for men and boys. Visit www.johnny-o.com to learn more. Well, hope you're having a great weekend so far, a holiday weekend, and author, journalist, passionate golfer, Larry Olmsted joins us. Larry, good morning. Welcome to Talking Golf.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're recuperated from the wild and fun trip we had this past week. Larry was one of the golf journalists who went on a golf trip to Southwest Scotland. It was pretty quick. Monday through Friday, we played Royal Troon, which has hosted 10 Open Championships and will host the 2024 Open. We played Prestwick, the original site of the Open Championship and the site of 24 Open Championships. The final one that was played in 1925, we played Western Gales and Dundonald, the Kyle Phillips design. And boy, we did a lot in just a few days, right, Larry?
We sure did, but we really barely scratched the surface. You know, there's about 44 golf courses in Ayrshire in that region, just one after another after another. A lot of less famous ones like Barossi and Girvan and Irvine and Glasgow Gales, but all really good. And, you know, we stayed for 4 nights. We could have stayed for 4 weeks and played a different course every day.
There are so many golf courses there, and one is better than the next. And I just thought Dundonald was a perfect place to use as kind of like the headquarters, right? You stay there, and then you don't have to, you know, change hotels every night. But you stay at Dundonald, you can play the Kyle Phillips design there, and then you go and you can go on all these other trips to play and experience these other courses.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And what I was just saying, I mean, for such a crazy golf-rich region, there's always been a sort of shortage of lodging in that area. And it's pretty rare that a major new golf resort opens in Scotland. I mean, I can't even remember the last time a new hotel with a golf course opened. So this is a really big addition to that scene. And you know, the Dundonald course, literally, you know, abuts Troon, abuts Western Gales. We're talking right next door. You know, most of our drives were like 5 minutes. So, yeah, really big addition, and really what today's, I think, golf traveler is looking for, the kind of, you know, foursome, eightsome cottages with individual bathroom, you know, living bathroom, bedroom units, really great for groups traveling together.
And you fly into Glasgow, and it's about, what, 40 minutes away, so it's not too far. And what was the best part of the trip for you, Larry?
Well, you know, I've played a lot of golf in Scotland, and I've always loved Prestwick. It's so quirky, so I was really glad to get back there. It had been about 15 years, and, sometimes when you love something like that, you go back and it disappoints, or expectations are high, but it lived up to it. And then also the food. You know, I write a lot about food, and I was really surprised because, you know, frankly, Scotland is not known as one of the world's greatest culinary destinations, but they have a lot of great local products, seafood, local beef, cheeses, and the food at Dundonald was really impressive to me, how varied it was, even that you could stay there for 4 or 5 nights, eat there over and over without really repeating yourself.
I figured you'd like the whiskey tasting the best.
Well, you know, yeah, I guess Scotland, whiskey, really hard to separate those two.
And the scones, the homemade scones, I adored. But, well, in your book, Fans, How Watching Sports Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Understanding, the premise is that the more sports fans identify with a sports team, the better your social, psychological, and physical health, the more meaningful your relationships, and the better connected and happier you are. That's a, you know, that's basically a long-winded statement saying that if you're a sports fan, you're basically happier, right? How did you come to all these conclusions?
Well, you know, I mean, there have literally been thousands of books written about sports, but they're all about teams or players or bios, histories of sports, even business management books on sports, but very little on the fans. And, you know, fans, you know, constitute 99.9% of the participants in the spectator sports equation. You know, without fans, there is no spectator sports. So I kind of came into this backwards. I was wondering, you know, I realized how many people are sports fans. It's more than half of the people in the world. So, you know, several billion people, about 200 million Americans identify themselves as sports fans. And there's a lot of sports on TV. And I was wondering, you know, what does it do to us to watch so much sports? And initially, I actually kind of thought it would be bad. You know, people devote a lot of time and a lot of passion to sports. But so I dove into the scientific data and discovered that actually being a sports fan is quite good for you, both mentally, you know, a lot of mental health benefits, higher self-esteem, lower rates of depression, and physically as well. Sports fans are healthier.
A great escape, no doubt. And but can we substitute how watching sports makes us happier with how watching golf makes us happier?
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly, I mean, one of the things, you know, that I came across in the book is that, you know, sports fans are more physically active. And, you know, being physically active is good. It makes you healthier than non-fans. But it's kind of a chicken and an egg thing where are we more active because we're sports fans or are we sports fans because we're more active? You know, people who grew up playing sports and are physically, you know, excel at sports are more likely to become sports fans. So I looked at something that researchers call the participation effect, which is where you are transformed from sedentary to active simply by watching sports. And probably the best known example of that is what they call the Lance Armstrong effect. All the people who took up cycling when Lance Armstrong popularized cycling in this country. But the same thing happened with golf. Golf is unique in that it really went from being a very small, elitist, upper-class niche sport in the U.S. to extremely broad and public through spectator and fan interest. And had there not been, I think, a confluence of events in the early part of the 20th century that attracted fans, golf would be about as popular right now as yacht racing.
Well, yes, just having covered the U.S. Open at the Country Club in Brookline, Mass., the history of Francis Ouimet is very you know, very strong in my mind. In 1913, when this amateur who was a caddy who lived across the street, he won the U.S. Open, and boy, that put golf on the map. The number of golfers who got into the sport after Francis Ouimet, this amateur who, you know, nobody expected to win. It was such an inspirational victory, an underdog win, but that did more for the, you know, to popularize golf than anything in our country, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, back then it was match play. So, you know, people hung on every round. And, yeah, he was 20-year-old caddy, son of a handyman, playing the best player in the world, won. And, you know, that was 1913. But the following year came Walter Hagen, another kind of working-class hero, who won the 1914 U.S. Open and then crossed the Atlantic to become the first American to win the British Open, or the Open Championship, I should say, which, as we know, started at Prestwick, which we just played. And then very soon on after that came Bobby Jones, who was really the most popular amateur in the history of golf, full-time lawyer, part-time golfer, who, despite not being a professional and having a full-time job, managed to win the Grand Slam, really made the public fascinated with, you know, what normal people could do in golf. So, you know, in 1913, when Francis Ouimet won, there were less than 500 golf courses in the United States, and almost all of them were private, and very few people played. A decade later, 2.5 million Americans were playing, and by the end of the 20s, when Bobby Jones finished, there were 6,000 golf courses in America, and 80% of them were public. And that was really the fundamental shift. Normal, everyday people took up golf from being inspired by these heroes, and then golf courses were built, and it really hasn't stopped since. And periodically, we get similar upsurges from people like Arnold Palmer and Tiger Woods, who just through that kind of force of personality drive people into the game.
Yeah, talk a little bit more, Larry, about the impact of Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and of course, Tiger Woods, you know, just made the sport just a global sensation, right? So of all those personalities, who would you say, you know, had the most impact on golf?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because without Francis Ouimet and Walter Hagen, maybe there is no stage for Nicklaus and Palmer, but certainly their rivalry, you know, Palmer was another, you know, Latrobe, Pennsylvania, kind of beloved, relatable everyman in a sense. And, you know, their rivalry and play and these epic moments that, you know, they're really captivated people and brought people onto the course. And then Tiger, you know, it was a little bit different because by that time, you know, golf marketing development has become more sophisticated. So he gets very involved with the First Tee program and these kind of things that actually, you know, the others brought people into the game, you know, just as sort of spectators. Tiger Woods actively went to cultivate golf and bring people into the game. So, you know, in that's sort of the new generation model of growing the game.
And now we have LIV Golf, the Saudi-funded LIV Golf. And I'm interested in your opinion on how golf fans are taking to this new tour. What are your thoughts so far? They've only had two events, but
yeah, I mean, it's really difficult for me because, you know, my focus is not tournament golf. My focus is golf travel and golf as it relates to fans and spectators. And LIV is not really yet built for either of these. They're playing on courses that really are not destinations, and they have almost no fans. So it's yet to be, you know, regardless of the Saudi angle and, you know, the objections that have been raised, which I think are realistic objections, just from a entertainment and spectator sport perspective and a travel perspective, it really has not, I don't think, you know, made much of an impact.
Well, I just read an article that Will Johnson, the CEO of the Harris Poll, he was a guest columnist in Morning Read Sports Illustrated Golf, and he said, those aware of LIV Golf's funding sources are nearly evenly split about it. He said, but by a nearly 2-to-1 margin, Americans say that professional sports funders' identities have no bearing on whether or not they watch. He said, in much the same way that sports fans are able to keep rooting for their team, even if individual players have personal issues, it seems that they are willing to suspend judgment about a league, even if its sponsors have poor reputations. So I just have a feeling that, you know, people don't think about where the source of the funding is coming from. They just want to watch maybe a new format. They want to see the stars. And he pointed out that younger Americans are more aware of and more interested in and more open to the LIV Tour because it's different. And you're seeing a lot of the younger golfers say this who are bolting from the PGA Tour to LIV Golf. They just want something new and different. Of course, it's all about the money.
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part, you know, sports fans are pretty forgiving and willing to overlook a lot. But when push comes to shove, there is a point, I think, where enough is enough. And, you know, we've seen examples where bad ownership does actually, you know, drive away fans. And I remember, you know, I went to college in Washington, D.C., and when I was in college, the then Washington Redskins had the longest waiting list for season tickets in the NFL. Under the current ownership, I talk to a lot of fans who simply will not buy tickets to the game, even though they might be lifelong Commanders fans. So I think it's not an infallible model that ownership and the funding can and will continue to drive some fans away.
The book is called Fans, How Watching Sports Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Understanding. And before I let you go, Larry, what did you learn the most about doing all this research for this book?
I mean, my big sort of surprise takeaway was the component on sports healing communities, the post 9/11, post Las Vegas 1 October shooting, post Katrina, whether it's natural, man-made disasters, how really impactful a role spectator sports plays in pulling us back together as a community. And that's where, you know, even now we're seeing that post-pandemic, you know, another big disaster where there were no sports, how much it brings people back. And it makes me realize that people who think that sports is just entertainment or a waste of time are missing something, because it really can change people's lives.
Were you one of the journalists whose pull carts landed in a bunker at Western Gales?
I was. It was a little windy out there. Blew the whole cart right into the bunker.
Well, great to talk with you, and thanks so much for coming on Talking Golf. And hopefully, we get to visit again in another location, a great golf location like Scotland.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to beat that, though.
Good luck with everything. Have a great rest of the 4th of July weekend, Lair.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Larry Olmsted. All right, when we come back, we're going to visit with Rob LeBritz, who was the director of golf at Glen Arbor in Bedford, New York. And he's been living the dream, competing on the Champions Tour this season after qualifying last December. And he recently did very, very well at the U.S. Senior Open. So we'll visit with Rob in a second. But first, let me tell you that as the brand ambassador for IB Cool, I can attest to the high-quality, performance-driven leisure apparel line that is perfect to wear on and off the course. Not only does the moisture sensor fabric keep me cool on the links, IB Cool garments also feature UPF 50+ sun protection. All this plus a variety of colorful and stylish silhouettes in tops, shorts, pants, skorts, and dresses. And men can choose from many styles as well. Look your best, protect your skin. IBKUL.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Well, welcome back to Talkin' Golf on this Sunday morning, this holiday weekend. Hope you're having a good one so far. And before we say good morning to Rob LaBritz, let me tell you that imagine if the coastal beauty of Torrey Pines married the classic layout of Wingfoot. Our friends at Johnny O have pretty much done that with apparel. The brand is East Coast classic meets Southern California cool. We love their performance polos for on and off the course. While supplies last, spend $100 on johnny-o.com and get a free Johnny O dop kit, a $68 value, and perfect travel companion. Use code WFAN100 on johnny-o.com while supplies last. Well, Rob LaBritz has enjoyed a wonderful start to his Champions Tour debut season, and he joins us now. Good morning, Rob. Welcome to Talking Golf.
Good morning, Ann. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. Doing well. How about you? Do you have a few days off for the holiday weekend? Or
kind of. We had, after the Senior Open, we had the week off, which was nice. Got back to Glen Arbor and took a couple of days to just get some R&R, and I head out tomorrow to Akron, Ohio, for the Senior Players Championship. So right back to the grind again.
Yeah, back to the grind, but what a great U.S. Senior Open you had, right? And Adam Schupeck wrote a really nice article on Golf Week saying, the Cinderella story gets better and better.
You know what? I think a lot of people just see me having a lot of fun out there. That's from all the messages that I've gotten. It seems like people have said that, wow, it looks like you're having a lot of fun. And you know what, Anna, we're talking golf and I'm having a lot of fun out there playing this sport. It's like a dream come true. So, I'm glad that's showing across, and I'm glad it's motivating people to be happy in the game and do their things in the game. Cause God, it's the best game on the planet.
It really is. When you say be happy, it reminds me of Nancy Lopez's message, to play happy golf, to stay positive. You can't beat yourself up, and, your attitude is just key. How do you stay positive and with the ups and downs of such fierce competition, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a new guy to this. I mean, I've been playing golf my entire life. I've been competing my whole life, but I haven't been competing at the tour level my whole life. So, I'm excited to just get out there and compete at the tour level. And I think guys who've done, and I'm not speaking for anybody. Listen, everybody loves the game. We all love the game. We're driven by the game that play it. But, I think people that when you do something for a long period of time, you have a tendency of, it just becomes another part of you. It becomes a habit. You can relate to any job you have. You have a job for 30 or 40 years, you're going to love it because you're doing it for 30 or 40 years, but it's going to become pretty, I don't even know what the word is after 30 or 40 years. What's the word I'm looking for, Ann?
Routine.
It becomes routine. So maybe you don't just appreciate it as much as what is there. But it's amazing to be able to play the game of golf in front of people for a living. It's just amazing.
Well, you were obviously in contention at the U.S. Senior Open. You had three rounds in the 60s, and then you finished tied for fourth. Padre Carrington entered the final round with a 5-shot lead. He ended up beating Steve Stricker by a shot at 10 under. So, I mean, here you're with Padre Carrington and Steve Stricker. I mean, these guys are stars and legends from the PGA Tour, now on the Champions Tour. And what was it like being in contention with these guys?
Yeah, for me, it's not really being in contention with those guys. It's kind of being in contention with the golf course. You know what the golf course is giving you, and you're just trying to navigate your way around the golf course. The USGA did a great job of setting Saucon Valley up. What a true test of golf. I mean, if you hit the fairway, you were in a good shape. If you missed the fairway, you were in tough shape. And then the greens surfaces were very undulating, and the greens were fast. It was just a great test of golf. To be able to be on the same stage as the legends that have paved the way that I looked up to my whole career. Oh, it's amazing. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's amazing to see, what my game stacks up against the guys that I watched growing up. That drove me to want to play great golf. While I was being a club pro, all the names on that board did that for me. So to be able to be in a mix with them every week and be competing with them every week is a dream come true. I say it
exactly.
So many times, but it truly is.
Well, I know you're focusing on your own game and on beating the course, but can you learn anything from a Padre Carrington, winner of three major titles, or from Steve Stricker, who's had such an incredible career and he came back from an illness to do so well? What an inspiration Steve Stricker has been of late. Can you learn anything from these guys?
Of course. I mean, you watch how they go about their daily lives. They've been doing this forever, and you know, when I first got out there, maybe I was eager or whatever. I mean, but here I am all of a sudden. Now I get to play golf all day, every day. So what am I going to do? I'm going to practice all day, every day. You know, it takes a toll on your body and your mind if you do that all day, every day. So for me, I watch how they kind of go about their workouts, how they go about their time practicing, how they go about their time with their families, how they go, you know, so, you know, we're all on this other side of our career. We're 50 and older, so our lives are a little bit different. We have kids. We have kids in college. Some guys have kids who are through college, right? And some guys have kids who are in college and have kids who have just been born, like me. So you have a mixture of how to kind of balance it all. And that would be the biggest thing that I'm starting to learn from these guys. And then obviously these little shots around the golf course. I mean, I get to play with Jose Maria Olazabal for two rounds in the senior PGA. So I get to watch him use a wedge from around the greens for 36 holes, which is, you know, invaluable to watch, you know, one of the greatest ever, you know, work his way with a, sure, a wedge around the greens. So every day that I'm out there, Ann, I'm learning, I'm talking, just trying to, you know, be the best, you know, PGA Tour Champions player that I can be and start to win tournaments. Cause I know once I start to win, the floodgates going to open.
Absolutely. And you're so close, just so close. I can remember just as a amateur player getting invites. I played in the Bob Hope Classic in the desert in 2011. And you know, it's one thing to report on golf from afar and to watch these men and women go about their business. But when you're actually inside the ropes and playing with these guys, aside from being extremely nervous, what I thought was most impressive was the way they handled their time management. Because, you know, they're practicing before they go out, then they go out and play, then they normally go back to the range to work on any issues that they might have had while they played. And then, you know, the media commitments, and when do you have time for your family and anything else in life? I mean, to watch them handle their time management to me was just compelling, because I think that, as you mentioned, with families and everything else you have going on, later in life, it's so hard to just focus just on practicing and playing.
It is. I know the guys are, you know, I'll speak for myself. You know, I can kind of compartmentalize when you're out there and you're out there for a week, you know, you're kind of doing your job. So, you know, your family understands this because you're out there practicing. It's not like you can wait around for a reservation for, you know, if you have to be somewhere at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock for a reservation for dinner. I mean, you're probably at the range or you're at pro-am or you're doing something. So your family's become, you know, adapt to all of that. But, and then, you know, when you get home, I'm starting to learn now that when I get home on my off weeks, I have a week off where I can really just dedicate solely to my family. Whereas before I would, you know, I would never have that week off or if I did, it was just something different. So I'm getting to spend a little bit more time with my family on my weeks off, which is great. It's great, you know, on so many levels.
And then resting is huge too, because you say it's such a grind physically and mentally, and you just have to take a break occasionally just to freshen up.
Yeah, and you don't realize that you're mentally getting tired. I mean, you can feel physically when you're getting tired, but mentally, you know, sometimes we did a 4 week stretch there, but you know, you don't feel like you're mentally tired, but then you look at your scores and you're like, look at all these mistakes I'm making. I mean, it's like, whoa. Maybe I'm mentally tired, and then the week, you know, you take a week off, and you come back, and you don't make those mistakes again. So understanding what that mental fatigue is too, sometimes without really, I call it like the silent killer. It's almost like carbon monoxide because you don't feel it coming on, and then next thing you know, you're exhausted, and you're making 10 bogeys in a row. It's the weirdest thing.
We're talking to Rob LaBritz. Now, are you still director of golf at Glen Arbor? Can you still do that, or are you full-time now? I know you're full-time Champions Tour. You qualified in December. And can you do both or no? Or somehow manage to keep your ties to Glen Arbor?
Oh, of course I'll keep my ties to Glen Arbor. Glen Arbor and I, the fabric is built into each other. You know, I was one of their first employees before there, you know, there was even groundbreaking there. So, you know, I'm in with that. We're figuring out this my role sort of as it goes. I've got the greatest team. I've always said that on the planet, you know, led by now Dave Gagnon and Morgan Gregory over there, and Keith Hernandez and Debbie Doniger. I mean, we've got a lot of smart people over there that have a lot of experience in the game of golf. And, you know, it's nice to, I'll be able to go in and say hello and, you know, say hello to the team over there that we've built over the years. And, but I'm focused a lot more on winning golf tournaments right now. And I will always be connected to Glen Arbor. I'm never going to leave there. In what capacity, we're kind of navigating those waters as we go right now. Because none of this has ever really happened. So, you know, the greatest part about Glen Arbor is they always want to deal with, you know, they want to try to make you successful, and then as a team member there, and then they'll navigate the waters when you become, you know, successful. And this is a navigating the waters type of thing, which is a lot of fun. So
it's so important to have that supportive team. That's great. I wanted to get your thoughts on LIV Golf, obviously dominating the news in our sport. What are your thoughts about what's going on in golf with LIV Golf? A lot of these players leaving the PGA Tour to join this Saudi-funded LIV Golf.
Well, I've said it before. I'm going to put all those numerous calls aside, and I'm going to stay to the Champions Tour. I'm not jumping to the LIV Golf team. I'm going to stay on the Champions Tour, and you know, I'm going to wear my heart out on the Champions Tour. No, and to be honest with you, it's something that doesn't even involve with me when it comes to. I've never gotten a call. You know, guys are doing certain things. I'm just going to stay out of it. It's not me for me to voice my opinion on any of what guys are doing. So I know I get to play the Champions Tour every week, and I'm psyched about that. And we move on from there.
I understand. Boy, you had me going there for a while. I thought we had a breaking news story that they approached you. I know it puts people in a tough position, but it is, you know, obviously so much in the news. And well, I won't press you anymore on that. But can you just describe how your life has changed since having this opportunity to play on the Champions Tour?
Yeah, I mean, as far as change, I mean, my life hasn't changed much except for my job changed. I went from being, you know, sort of at the club all day, every day, to being, you know, at Champions Tour events all day, every day. So I've had to learn how to, you know, work out on the road. I've had to learn how to, how much practice to do, how little practice to do, how to eat, you know, where to stay, you know, how to fill my void time, playing pro-ams. My life's done a 180, as far as, you know, what my job, pulls in. And then on the other side of it, when I'm home, I've spent a lot more quality time with my family, which I really, really am excited about. So yeah, it's changed for the better. I mean, I'm living my dream. I'm living kind of like this reality that I've created and you know, over the years of envisioning and manifesting. And it's just, man, it's just the time of my life. So I'm going to continue to enjoy it and just try to win golf tournaments. I'm so excited.
Was this a dream that you had? Like, take us back. When did you put in your mind, I'm going to play the Champions Tour?
Well, I always wanted to play full time. I always wanted to play full time at a portion of my life. And I did. I played Canadian Tour, you know, full time, and some other tours, you know, kind of jumping around. But in 2004, when I left the Canadian Tour, I was playing out there. There wasn't a ton of money. There wasn't a lot of incentive to play out there except for playing four-round tournaments and with pro-am. So you got used to traveling week in and week out. And I did that for about a good portion of a year, almost 2 years. And when I left that tour, I took the club job back here at Glen Arbor in 2005. And that's when I made the call that I wanted to play the Champions Tour. It was enough time away so I could kind of keep my game sharp and keep my body sharp and, you know, really work out hard. And it gave me a lot of focus. It just gave me, you know, it gave me something to, like, a light at the end of the tunnel to kind of keep going. Cause I love my job, and I always knew there was something missing. So when the opportunity came to qualify, man, it was nice. I got through my first try, and, And now I'm going to hold on to this baby as long as I can.
Living the dream. How many other club pros are playing the Champions Tour?
Well, Roger Rowland made it through Q School this year. He's playing out there on the Champions Tour with me. He's a club pro, for, I believe, from North Florida. And a bunch of my buddies almost made it. I mean, Mark Brown, Alan Morin, Mark Milkey. I mean, they were all right there, just under the cut line. And unfortunately, and you know, the Champions Tour is only five cards. You know, if you finish sixth, you just get to go into the qualifier, which makes it really hard to get on the tour. So,
right.
But as long as they keep trying, man, they're going to get out there. They got plenty of game to get out here and compete. That's for sure.
The Cinderella story continues. Rob, thanks so much for sharing your story with us and continued success. We'll be rooting for you.
Thanks so much, Anne. Great to talk to you too. And this is your show. Thanks so much.
You have a great holiday weekend, rest of it at least. All right. Well, thanks. It goes fast. My thanks to Rod LeBritz, to Larry Olmsted, to Connor Green in the studio. Talking Golf with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Ivy Cool Electra Athleisure Apparel for women and men, performance-driven, stylish, and ultra-soft for all your on- or off-course activities. Visit ibkol.com to learn more. Stay tuned for Rick Wolf and the Sports Edge, and I will talk with you next Sunday morning right here on Talking Golf with Anne Liguori.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.